So, the controlling force of our life then, the thing that directs our life, is what we link pain and what we link pleasure to. Think about it. Advertisers know all about this, don't they? Advertisers know that if we're going to get people to take action, to use their power to buy things, we got to get them to associate pleasurable feelings to our product or show them how they can eliminate some pain they already have by buying our product. Think about it. Isn't that what they really did in those old AT&T commercials? AT&T tried to give you the pleasure and the pain. What'd they do? They didn't come on with a commercial and say, listen, I know you miss your mother, call her. No, no, no. First they took out a big knife and they stabbed you in the chest with it, right? They came out there and they showed this poor old lady saying, gosh, my son hasn't called me in forever. I miss him. He probably doesn't even love me anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm being left alone. So all the grandmas in the world start to feel pain because they realize their son hasn't called them in at least 15 minutes. On the other side, right, here is the sons out there in the world and or daughters who are watching this going, guilt, guilt, oh gosh, I've been busy, oh gosh, I need a call and everything else. And pretty soon what happens is in the same 30 seconds after making you feel all this pain for not calling, they then show you that by calling you'll get what? Pleasure. How does it work? In the same 30 or 60 second commercial, what happens is the son picks up the phone and calls mom and she smiles. Oh my gosh, he does love me. And she smiles and the music comes on behind it and he's smiling and there's this incredible bond and connection. You just feel your heart opening. And at the end of it, they say, don't let your family drift away. And what's happened? In 60 seconds, they've gotten you to link to their product, a way to avoid pain. Plus they stirred up some of your pain, made you hurt a little more so you're more motivated. And simultaneously showing you how you can heal it and get pleasure just by picking up this little device that's nearby that they'll make money if you take action on. Now, I'm not against it because I think it's a great tool, but I want you to realize it's a pain pleasure commercial. And then there was Citibank Visa, right? It's interesting to see what Citibank used to motivate people versus, say, American Express and what they used. They both had two classic commercials. In the Citibank commercial, there's a dark background, and a man comes on, and he's got a lot of pain. And he says, yeah, I got the phone call. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. My father was having a heart attack. I had no money. Then all of a sudden it comes on, and the Citibank lady comes on with a smile and says, you know, we heard about his problem. And she said, we wanted to help. He called us. He told us what he needed the money for. We gave him the credit. It goes back to the man, yeah, because of Citibank, I was there. I was there at my father's hospital bed, thanks to Citibank, people who care. Now, what's the implication here? Well, if you want to solve the pain in your life, just get a Citibank Visa, and they'll handle it. You need more money? Hey, just call. They'll handle it. They understand. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at things. On the other side, you got American Express, where you see two achiever type of people who are obviously quite successful, and they've lost their luggage. They're really in a painful state. They're kind of angry, and all of a sudden, the man turns to his wife, being the loving man that he is, and says, honey, forget about the luggage. Let's just go buy things. Do you have your American Express card? Great. And they go on the shopping spree, and they buy everything, and they're in Greece, and they're overlooking the water. And all of a sudden, the man turns to the woman and says, gosh, I wonder where the luggage is. And she just begins to laugh and says, who cares? And on the stage comes the American Express card. So what do? You associate, God, if you got an American Express card, you're going to go to Greece. Your husband's going to buy you things. You're going to be in an incredible place. The bottom line is it works. It absolutely works. Advertisers in this country spend billions of dollars because they understand that in 60 seconds, they can change our behavior with a little repetition just by changing what we link pain to and what we link pleasure to. That's it. Pain and pleasure are the biggest motivators. And of the two, again, I must say, we will do more to avoid pain, usually, than we ever will to gain pleasure. I mean, think about it. Which would you work harder for? To save $25,000, save it up, or to keep somebody from stealing $25,000 from you? I would say usually you'll do more to avoid the pain. Most people in life, in fact, don't succeed until they have enough pain. I mean, think about it. Some of the greatest success stories that we could talk about are people that finally hit rock bottom where they had so much pain they couldn't stand anymore, and that drove them for the pleasure of success. You know, there are all kinds of stories. Og Mandino is a gentleman. I really enjoy his books. I don't know if you've read them, but they're worth picking up. One is called The Greatest Salesman in the World. Here's a gentleman who hit rock bottom, who was an absolute drunk, who was living out on the streets, who had no future, who the only way he could stay warm during the winter was to wander into the libraries. And as he did, he began to pick up some books and read some books and actually feed his mind. And the stimulation there began to change his life. And what happened was he felt that he had so much pain in his life that that was it, that he was no longer willing to experience that. And in his mind, he saw that there was a way to gain pleasure by developing himself, by growing. He eventually went to work for W. Clement Stone and became the editor-in-chief of Success Magazine. We already talked about Lee Iacocca and how his pain drove him to success. I mean, think about it. What are some of the things you've missed out on in your life simply because, even though you wanted the pleasure of achieving them or obtaining them or making those things happen, your brain also said, yeah, but it could lead to pain, and that pain stopped you from following through, using your power and getting the results. Has it happened more than once in your life? You and I both know it has. So how can we use this understanding of the controlling force? How can we use the understanding that pain is a greater motivator than even pleasure? Well, the way to use it is to begin to understand that in any moment in time, our reality is based on whatever we focus on. That is, at any moment in time, whatever you focus on is what's most real to you. For example, if you're looking at that piece of chocolate and you think about eating the chocolate and you just let your mind flow based on its old associations, it might say, yumbo, it's time to eat. You might immediately get that pleasure feeling. And as long as you focus on the pleasure you're going to get, and that is your primary focus, and that's what's most real to you, then you're going to be drawn towards the chocolate. But haven't you also had times where you didn't eat the chocolate? Or you didn't eat something that normally you're kind of addicted to? Haven't there been times when you've stopped yourself? How have you done that? The answer is you changed your focus, and you focused on the pain you probably would experience or the pleasure you would get by not eating the chocolate. So what you did is, instead of just thinking intellectually, well, yeah, not eating the chocolate will make me thinner, you literally focused on, hey, I'm going to be going to this particular ball and I want to look like $1 million. I want to feel strong. If I eat that chocolate, I'm going to feel lousy. I'm going to feel bloated. I'm going to feel heavy. So you began to focus on all the pain plus all the pleasure you'd get by not eating it. And your behavior changed. Isn't that true? If you've ever stuck to a diet, for example, isn't it true that the way you stuck to it is one day you finally got to the point where you'd had it? You said, look, I looked in the mirror one day, or somebody said something to you, or you noticed that you were just feeling sloppy and tired, and you went through what I call threshold. Threshold is when you experience so much pain, you said, I've had it. That's it. No more. And then you begin to find a way to change it. Well, I believe that you can do this with anything at any moment in time, and I know you can. All you got to do is control your mental focus. So if you want to change your behavior, you must focus on how not doing something is going to be more painful than just going for it. In other words, link not taking action as being more painful than just doing it. Just the way we talked about with procrastination, do it to yourself up front. Don't wait till life puts you in a pressure situation where you feel like you have to do something. Does that make sense? So how can we use this in other areas of our life? Do the same thing. You want to connect with somebody? You want to make sure you communicate with them? Then think about, if I don't do this, I know I feel busy, I know I feel overloaded, but if I don't call them here on their birthday or on Easter, how's it going to make them feel? How am I going to feel? You know, that would be painful. If I just made the call and I connect with them and they feel appreciated, how's that going to make me feel? Pleasurable. Use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. That's the secret to success. You do that and you're in control of your life. You don't do that and life controls you. And unfortunately for most people, life controls them. So let's change it. And in the next tape, we're going to talk about specifically how to change what we associate pain and pleasure to. But step number one is just getting clear that this is the controlling force of your life. If there's anything you want to do and you can't figure out why you're not doing it, there's a simple answer. You link more pain to doing it than not doing it.